again, this is Greg Hall, Director of IT Services here at Upper Edge. Today's podcast, I wanted to cover off on a CIO article that was recently published in November, where I talk about four critical success factors for selecting an SAP systems implementation provider. It's now available at Upper Edge on our blogs, but I'd like to talk to you a little bit about it today just to give you a little bit of a preview of what we talk about in that article and how we view the importance of certain aspects of your selection process as you go through and evaluate system implementation providers. And really, for us, it boils down to four key areas of success, and the first of which is around executive engagement. In today's environment, we have a very competitive landscape for SI business, specifically around transformation. As companies are coming out of the pandemic, going from preserve and protect to now expand and grow, they're really accelerating the demand for SI services for strategic initiatives. And in that competitive landscape, it's really important for you as a company to have executive level engagement with the SIs as they're being exposed to multiple opportunities. You want that chance to connect at an executive level with your peers at these organizations to help them to understand the objectives of what you're trying to accomplish, what your expected outcomes are, and the strategic importance of your initiative so that they have directly from the highest areas of your organization an understanding of how critical and important this is to your business. Giving each of these SIs that unique perspective from you relative to what you're trying to accomplish, and it helps them to understand and marshal the resources necessary to see the opportunity in front of them and go after it. As you move through those executive engagements and begin to identify the players that you would then invite into an RFP process, it's very important as you begin to go through that process that you're qualifying your prospective SIs correctly. And that's where we get into our second critical success factor. What you're looking for here as you look to qualify SIs is you're looking to understand for you as an organization, do they have the experience within your industry to be able to understand how you operate, how these tools can be configured, customized, and integrated in a way that allows you to maximize the benefits that you're looking to achieve through this transformation. You're going to want that to be backed up with some proven examples of these SIs in that been there, done that perspective. You want to understand, you know, where within your industry and your peers have they done something similar. Help them to validate that they do understand your business through these examples. And you really want to understand as you're evaluating, do they appreciate what you're trying to accomplish? Do they understand your strengths as an organization relative to the resources you would be bringing to the table? Do they then understand, can they communicate to you how they complement that base of your resources to allow you to take your weaknesses and excel their strength to create the proper alignment between the parties? What you want to make sure that you're doing is you're not entertaining a partner that has the same experience as you do, where you're doubling down where you already have strengths and you're both going to suffer when it comes to sourcing for your weaknesses. But as you do that qualification of your prospective SIs, the next thing you really want to be doing as you begin to get those responses back is assessing the proposals. And while it's very easy at first blush to get readouts and to get an appreciation of where everyone stands from a cost perspective, we believe that that view is premature. Where we would recommend that you focus your energies initially as you get these responses back is first looking at scope. Scope alignment is critical to understanding that everyone understands through their interpretation and their response to your RFP, understands the scope of what you're trying to accomplish, the depth of activities that help you to realize that you've achieved that scope, and to understand where you have gaps as it relates to one proposal over the other. By looking at these proposals, one from the different approaches that each SI is going to take, coupled with the experience and the data that they provide you relative to how they would attack each of those areas, is going to only inform and strengthen your understanding of your own scope and thereby allow you to communicate more directly, more refined a view of that scope based on the proposals and the analysis. We strongly recommend you go deep on that scope analysis to understand where each party is going. We use the example of data. So in some respects, you can get an SI that says that I'm going to do data quality, but their data quality is only around taking the data that comes out of those systems, ensuring it gets imported correctly. It doesn't necessarily speak to who's going to do the testing, who's going to do the QA on that data cleansing. So it's very important that you take these scope-related items and decompose them down to the activity level. So one, you can acknowledge that there are no gaps relative to what it's going to take to complete that exercise. But more importantly, two, you have an understanding between you and the SI as to what the expectations are, both internally within your organization and what your expectations and commitments are with your potential SIs. We recommend that you do these scope normalization exercises before you put material weight to the pricing. Because once you've got this normalized, then you have an opportunity to reflect back on your scope, refine, and get revised proposals that allow you to get proposals that are apples to apples that you can then begin to make comparisons, not only quantitatively based on cost, but qualitatively based on the experience of the resources that they're proposing to provide. And lastly, just as critical, is making sure that you have the right partner in solution alignment. What we mean by that is while you are looking to engage and select a system implementation provider, you are in fact implementing a technology. So that technology itself and the experts associated with that technology are clearly going to be those that wrote it. So in the case of an SAP system implementation selection, you need to consider what the provider believes is going to be their dependency, reliance, or complement of SAP resources as it relates to their ability to deliver. And you're going to want to understand what your own expectations are of SAP's involvement, SAP's role within your project, and build an integrated RACI that aligns all parties to the understanding of who is going to be expected to do what. These types of partner and solution alignment can also extend to other third parties for projects that you have in flight that have dependencies on your implementation, or your implementation requires certain activities on other existing projects to complete for you to continue to stay on track. These types of views and focuses around engagement of executives, qualifying your SIs, assessing their proposals specifically as it relates to scope, who's in, who's out, and to what depth they are, and then ultimately normalizing that and then balancing that with any third parties is going to be empower you to be in a position where you're selecting the right SI that aligns to your organization, its expectations, its experience, its understanding of your objectives, and allows you to identify the right mix of resource to position you to complement your strengths and augment that with the strengths of your SI. Hope this was helpful. And we'll